Sunday night, Shmaitz Ashir. Sunday night, Orlevav Cheshman, Shmaitz Adalat Ferikas.
Okay, together. Okay, Shmaitz Adalat Ferikas.
When is the Rav finishing Shir?
Around 9 o'clock, 5 to 9, 9 o'clock.
And then another Shir, or that's it for the
Well, then I'm learning with someone in the 9 o'clock Seder.
Until?
Until I go home. Well, I have to go home a little earlier tonight. Perik Shmaitz Adalat Perikhes. Ivra Shitas Chalukas Ayim Betoisis. We had the Machlokas Rishonim. The Shmaitz have worked out a Machlokas Rishonim. Not worked out. The Shmaitz have showed that it's Machlokas Rishonim. Toisis make one Toisis in Sanhedrin makes the point that Shmuel's din of Ein Holcha B'Momenacha HaRov is only by a flawed rove, a rove HaKolei B'Minig, but a good rove, an unflawed rove, even Shmuel would be Moida Yego Acharov B'Moment. And then the Shmaitz are shown in the last parak from the Magad Mishnah, from the Rashba, and from all those other Rishonim, and he had Rayas himself from a Gemara, that Ein Holcha B'Momenacha HaRov is across the board, even if it's a proper rove. So the Phytosis lined up against other Rishonim. And now he says, Ivra Shitas Chalukas Haim of Phytosis. Phytosis themselves are Shitas Chalukas. You have many times that Phytosis and in different Masechtas have different Shitas. There were many, many Bali Phytosis. It's not even clear that in the same Masechta it's the same Baal Phytosis. So it's very, you can't really ask a stira. So he says even Taisus themselves, Shitas Chalukas Haim of Taisus, the Beitivik Taisus Reish Perik HaMiniach, you see clearly, like the Magad Mishnah, that Shmuel says Ein Holcha B'Momenacha HaRov, even in an unflawed robe, even in a proper robe. The Beitivik Taisus Reish Perik HaMiniach, the Be'amazchol Kamash Malon, Mavur Kedivri Rav HaMagid, that even by a proper robe, Shmuel does not follow it b'moment. So I feel the Rav Malya Nami is really the Shmuel Ein Holcha B'Momenacha HaRov. What's the Raya from places in Aminiyah? Ayin Shom Zel Shono. Tema tells us straightforwardly, asks the Kash. I mean, he asks it in a different way, from a different angle, but he asks as basic a question as can be asked. Matam Ein Holcha B'Momenacha HaRov. Where does that come from? Lema b'kal v'chomim medini nefashas. L'maisa yipaskin the dayonim. You follow rov dayonim. So even if you'll say that the pasuk by dayonim is talking about dini nefashas, but we certainly extrapolate with the kal v'chomer that if you follow rov by dinim nefashos, then you follow it by dinim. Then certainly you follow it by dinim amenis. That's just if you're talking about Besdin and how Besdin paskins and how do you determine the psak Besdin? Achbi Rabim Lahatos. Lemidim Perikamad the Sanhedrin. What? I don't know which kashi you're referring to. The Gemara says, I don't know. Taisus says, I don't know what Gemara you're talking about. The Taisus in Sanhedrin, the Rabbi Yoshua Maisel of the Kal Vachomer, Rabbi Yoshua says that the Pasuk of Acharyavu Mahatos, and you too. Top. Is that top? Nice voice. You understand English?
Yeah.
Good. You understand English? You're nice boys, and it's wonderful that you come here to learn. And we get a lot of... Come here, you too. You understand English? Good. You're nice boys, and we like that you come here to learn, and we learn from you. That it's good to come and learn at night, even though you're tired. Right? But you're boys. Sometimes you need better a playground to get out a lot of energy. That's also good. So you have to decide. if you're going to learn here, it's great. And if you go outside and you get loose of all your energy, it's also great. But you can't mix up. Don't learn in the playground, and don't use up your energy here. Okay? Good. The meaning of Erekamah the Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yoshia Maisel Bakal Bechaymer, Rabbi Yoshia says that the Pasuk of Acherabim Lahatos is talking about Dinei Nefashos. So how does he know Dinei Mominus? He learns it out from Bakal Bechaymer. Dinei Nefashos, you go Basar Rov Dayonim to Pasuk in the Din of Dinei Nefashos. So of course you Pasuk in the Din by Dinei Mominus. So by Dayanim, we certainly make that Kal V'chaymer. So, Tosfos asks, so then, forget about Dayanim. I mean, that's just one case of Rov. But what about, so then let's extrapolate, then why would Shmuel hold Ein Holchem Mamon Achar Rov? Now, why Shmuel follows Dayanim if Ein Holchem Mamon Achar Rov? We'll see in a moment, in a few lines. But right now, the Shmaitz is not dealing, he's just bringing down that you do make such a call to claim. But feel the Ruba, the lesser, come on, as Lina Bedin in the Foshas, Bosa Ruba. And if you want to make that call to claim, that if you follow Rov by Din in the Foshas, Koshka, and you follow it by Din a Momenis, so in the Rov that we're talking about, Ruba, the lesser, come on, so you follow Ruba, the lesser, come on, by Din in the Foshas, because the Yama Brave Perik, Shosaira, Moira. He's going to bring it down later, that you kill someone on the basis of Ruben the Lesser Kamon. Actually, like the simplest case of all, where you kill someone based on Ruben the Lesser Kamon, if any time someone hits their father, the call of the father, so you give Misa, and it's only a Ruben the Lesser Kamon that the person is the father. So, a very basic question. Number one in Svara, if you go Basaroi Bedin in the Fashis, you certainly go Basaroi Bedin in Mominus. Number two, by Dayanim, we see we actually make that link. And we say that if the Pasuk is talking about Din in the Fashis, so we do make the Kabbal Chaimah that you follow Rav Dayanim, Bedin in Mominus. Bishloimar, Tohosum Gabi Dayanim Shaini. In other words, as if Tosfos is saying, really, maybe you can't learn out Dini Mominus and Dini Nefashos, although we don't know why yet, but maybe not. But the reason we do it by the case of the Dayanim is because there's a principle by Dayanim. It's not really following Rov. That's very funny. It sounds funny, and it is funny, because Bechor, that's like Achrei Rabim Lahatos, and that seems to be the... almost the place where you learn Rov out from. But actually, that's a Ruba de Issa come on. And Lechora, what Tosfos is answering, is that that's a case of Bittel Barov. The Shiny, the Lechora, that's a Pshat in his Teretz. The Hosum Gabi Dayanim Shiny, the Choshev Miyad Didhu Kamisha Eino. As if, you know, really, you cannot learn out Dini Mominus from Dini Nefashos. We'll see why in a moment. It is entirely possible that you follow Rov by Dinei Nefashos, but you don't follow Rov by Dinei Mominus. But Dayanim is a separate case, is a separate principle there. We extrapolate from Dinei Nefashos to Dinei Mominus, because there's a different principle at stake there, not the principle of Rov. It's like Bittel Barov, there's no Miyut. So now you could say, let's say that the Cheskos Momin is stronger and a more powerful force than killing a person. There's such a tzad. You can't be motzi from a cheskos mamon only with two edim, but killing a person is not so common. Let's say we could say that, but it wouldn't affect the limud from dayanim, because by dayanim it's a different principle. Miut the two kamishayno, it's like bittel barov. So once you see that principle, you can extrapolate it to other things, and you're not being motzi mamon with a robe. You're not dealing with a cheskos mamon when dayanim are being motzi mamon. It really, I'm adding the words bittel barov. you don't really have to say Bittul Barov. You could say, because what is Taisa saying? Taisa is saying, like, the best in Paskin something. So obviously, you can't. The whole principle of Beis Din is that the come on the lesser donkey. It's not the pshat. There's three. When Beis Din rules, let's say 2-1 on something, there's not the pshat. There are two sibas for chayav and one siba for punter. So you go basarov. That's not the pshat. The Beis Din decided. I would even say a different lumdus. I would say it's a lumdus, not a vittel barov. Just, I said it because the lashon of miyut to command the lesser is mashma bittul barov, and Rav Shimon, I think Rav Shimon Shkop and Shari Yosher says it's an idea of bittul barov. And now I'm thinking there's a more simple explanation. You know, I think there's a more direct explanation. That's like the Beis Din paskin. You're just determining how to Beis Din paskin. Once Beis Din paskin, there can be mitzi moment. It's an absurdity to talk about Cheskus moment against the Beis Din. There's no Cheskus moment. There's no more suffix. Beis Din Paskin, what the din is. Whatever Beis Din Paskin sets the din. The Shaila is, how do you determine what Beis Din Paskin is if there's a divided opinion? So you go Basarov. That has nothing to do with the moment. It has nothing to do with the Nefashos. It has nothing to do with anything. It's almost, it's like Hilchus procedure. It's Beis Din procedure. How do you determine how the Beis Din decided? You look puzzled. I think it's a very simple svara.
No, I know, but the Kiddush says unanimous.
What?
I'm looking at it as unanimous.
Yeah, but I'm explaining why. Because there are no people. It's the Beis Din. Repeat after me. The Supreme Court, really, decided today by a vote of 5-4 that whatever. That sentence is a very precise and correct sentence. I don't know if they get into the lungus when they write the sentence, but that's exactly what goes on by a Beis Din. The Beis Din decided something.
We don't look at it that way, right?
What?
But we don't look at it that way.
We do. I'm explaining what Commander Lesser means. I explained it around 93 seconds ago that it's Bittul Barov, because that's where you find the Lashon Commander Lesser. And now I'm saying, and Rav Shimon says that, I believe, but now I'm saying there's a much simpler explanation, I think. In my opinion, this is a simpler explanation. It's not even Bittul Barov. The Akhri Rabban Lahatos is almost procedure. It's like, that's how you determine what the Beis Din. If some Dayanim hold like this, some Dayanim hold like that, so it's very nice, but what does the Beis Din hold? We don't care what Reuven holds, what Shimon holds, what Levi holds. We care about what the Beis Din holds. There's an institution called the Beis Din. You can't, the Beis Din, maybe in the process, it's called the Sanhedrin. In Dini Momentus, you don't need a Sanhedrin, you can have a Beis Din. And the Beis Din Paskins, the institution called the Beis Din Paskins, the court. The court ruled today. The district court, the local court, the Supreme Court. But the court rules, you know. So I think that's, and that would be called Miyut Kamanda Lesser, because you're not looking at it anymore as 3-2. It doesn't matter 3-2, it's 4-1, or if it's unanimous, it doesn't matter. The Beis Din ruled. Akhi Rab Mahatos is just a way of determining how the Beis Din ruled. So that's what, I think that's a more simpler explanation of Miyut Kamanda Lesser. And there's not going to be a chilek between Momentus and Nefashos, because it has nothing to do with the case at bar, almost. You're not looking at every case and paskling the case al pi rov. The Beis Din is paskling what the case is. It would be absolutely ludicrous to say, well, we have to weigh the Beis Din's psak against the Cheskus Moment. What are you, nuts? The Beis Din paskling what the din is. No more Cheskus Moment. The Beis Din Paskin, you owe him the money. Go give him the money. How do you know that's what the Beis Din Paskin? Because we have our Roberts order. What's it called? Roberts Rules of Order. You have it for the judiciary. And it says there that Achirat Lahatos. That's how you know what the Beis Din rules. I'm telling you, the simplest sentence to explain all this talk Because if you say the Supreme Court decided today by a vote of 3-2, that's how they decided. But Lamaisa, the Supreme Court decided, not the 3 decided, not the 2 decided. The body, the Besdin decided. The body of the court decided. So that has nothing to do with Mominus and the Fushas. So that's what Tosis is saying. That maybe it is possible that you cannot make the Kal v'chomer. It is possible that you don't follow Rove by Mominus, but you do follow it by Nefashos. Not by Bezdin. We're not talking about Bezdin. We're talking about Reuben the Lesser. Come on. How do you know he's his father? How do you know? So you paskin dine Nefashos based on Rove. Reuben the Lesser, come on, will allow you to kill someone. But maybe it won't allow you to take away money. Your money or your life. So we paskin, it's harder to take away money than to take away your life. Umavur, but the Shmaitza wants to extract an entirely different point from this whole discussion. Before he gets into the discussion, which he will now in the rest of the Perek, but the diamond that he wants to extract is that you see Tyson's holds ain't hochem amomenacha rov even by an unflawed rov. Because the whole discussion of Tyson's is talking about a not flawed rov. And you see he's assuming there's a sheet of Shmuel and ain't hochem amomenacha rov. So obviously he holds that Shmuel holds that ain't hochem amomenacha rov even if the rov is unflawed. That's what the Shmaitza first. That's why the Shmaitza brought in this topic. Whatever Tosis means by that, not again what he means, but the point is, even by Dayanim, we Tosis had a tzad to say ain't hokum amunach harol. That's certainly a non-flawed road, right? The inu mafki. Right. We have the Azlina Basaruba, but then Abishitas Arashba, Barova, Rapamagadh Meshavati. So that's what the Shmaitza wanted to bring out from this whole exercise. Now he's gonna go into that Indian. But what he wanted to bring out till now was just that Ein Hocham Amanacharov is by the overwhelming majority of Rishonim is said even by an unflawed Rove, and he shows that even Tosis himself, the Tosis of Baba Kama holds like that. So you're ending up with one Tosis somewhere in Sanhedrin that makes a qualifying, a qualifier for Shmuel, which nobody else seems to hold on. Okay. Everybody here, you wait? You with me? V'ochi, back to the Tosis brother who wrote a wonderful sefer called Kuntros HaSfeikus. We had him already. He already made a cameo appearance. The Tosis obviously liked him. He's letting him make another cameo. Into the Shmaitz of Ochi Rav Muflug, Marenu, Harav Yehuda, Kahana, Shane. Shane is the Tzoyz family name. Hiksha. The Heche Azlina Bedina Nefashos Basaruba. Taka, how do you do it? Taka, what's the pshat? Afilo Lesser, come on. Moshe Ochichu, Betoises, Meresh Berg, Ben Sayer, Ramayra. Maishna moment ain't hochanacha harov. Like Taka, what's the pshat? If ain't hochanacha harov, because where the rov can't take away from the cheskes moment, probably because we should the mesayeya lemiut cheskes moment the olam tvei with mitzarev the miut to the cheskes moment. That's the assumption. That's why it works. Hakavana we have the cheskes moment. The lama lo nema came bedini nefashus. Do we say, and this is really what the Achroinim talk about, I think Rabbi Chanan talks about it in the Kovit Shiur, and maybe by tomorrow I'll have more clearly tomorrow Makomo so we could maybe learn it. But it's not so simple what he's asking. He's saying a person is muhsuk in his guf. Just like when you want to take away $100 from me, and the $100 is in my wallet. And it's not, it's a suffix. So you say it can be mighty moment for me. So maybe it can't be mighty moment for me. I have a cheskes moment. it's not so. So the assumption of the Kuntras HaSveikas, the Shmaitz's brother, is that the person is Muchzuk Gugufo. He certainly is called a Muchzuk, you know, in his life. He's Muchzuk. Now, it's maybe not so poshut, and the Achronim discussed this, and they're answering this kasha. It becomes this discussion whether it's shaykh to talk about that a person is muhsuk begufo. Thank you for not asking me, but we all know there is
transplants.
But we all know there is such a thing as we don't want to take out his heart. We're perfectly willing to choke him. But thank you for not saying we all know that there's such a thing as a cheskas haguf. Okay.
No, isn't there
you're not serious. We're talking about if a person is muhsuk in his life.
That's right. So a person to pro-choice. They say my body is mine.
It's not really what we're talking about.
I'm taking from the physical to the metaphysical.
No, not physical. When someone's pro-choice, they're saying that they have bechira, they can do what they want, and you can't tell them what to do. They're not talking about muhsuk in their body.
They're not talking about muhsuk. That their body is not theirs.
But it's not this discussion.
Right.
Now we're talking about a person is called a muhsuk in his life. We're talking about if there's a real suffix, if you kill him or not, if he's mechuyav miso or not. We know that suicide's asur because you're not in charge of your life, you're not the bialim of your life. But in determining, to that we know, that's universal. Right? In Jewish,
it doesn't have any application.
In halacha, for the hashkafas ha-Torah, we know for sure that a person's life is not his own, he's not the bialim to take it. But his money's also not his own, right? But still, it's Hashem's. But we talk about Cheskos Mamon. The question is, your life is your own as much as your money is. You're not allowed to commit suicide, just like you're not allowed to do bad things with your money, and you're not allowed to throw your money out into the street at Baltashkas, and you're not allowed to harm anyone with your money.
Baltashkas, it's not because of your whole building.
Okay. Anyway, is a person muhsuk in his life? So the Tzais's brother assumes that yes. He says, so then why taka do you go basa cheskas? Why taka do you follow Ruba the lesser? Come on. Taka. And he's really reading the kasha, really. He just says, Lamaisa. If you say that you don't go basa roi by mammon, shmuel's din, ain't ocha mammon acharo, presumably because of the strength of cheskas mammon, so why don't you say a person is muhsuk begufo? Again, we'll see tomorrow night the Achronim. It's fucking not so pashut. You could say once a person, you could say there's no such concept. Right? It might sound strange that nefashas could be more kal than mammon, but in terms of the actual blockage from Ruben the Issa come on working, it is entirely possible that there is no, so to speak, chazaka, that a person, you know. Maybe we'll see. The Rav Chana talks about it. Rav Shimon talks about it. The deal. Okay. Now, what? It is a kasha tzuma. If you're muhsuk in mammon and therefore ain't hocha mammon acharov, why aren't you muhsuk in your life? And let's say also ain't hocha benefashos acharov, because that chazaka that you're muhsuk in your life is at least as strong as a cheskas mammon. That's the brother of the Tzoyis' kasha. And he holds it's a kushya atzuma. That very point, what Rabbi Greenspan thinks should be discussed, is indeed discussed, as I told you, by Rav Shimon, by Rav Chanan. It isn't that poshut a point. But it's something you have to think about. You can't just think, what's cheskas mammon? That I have a right to the money in my pocket, so Taka, why don't you have a right to your life? Because it's not in your pocket. Like, but maybe not. Maybe there is no such thing. Maybe there's no such thing.
A person can sell himself in thousands.
Is
that anything to do with
it? That's mine. See, everything you're saying is right, but I don't think it's relevant. That's my opinion. I think the only relevant point, in my opinion, don't know if I'm right, is that, is there a chazaka? You know, chazaka is a legal terminology. It's a legal term. Cheskes Momen means amoitzi mechver lev a raya. You want to be moitzi Momen for me, you have to bring a raya. Maybe that legal is in Pasha, doesn't exist. You have a din to kill me, and you know, it's not murder because I was Mechal Shabbos, so it's not murder. So now we have a suffix. Am I Mechal Shabbos or not? So we have. Maybe the point, I don't know, maybe the point of the Tzaisa's brother, maybe the assumption that he makes is also not so necessarily correct. I believe the Shmaitza and Shmaitza Aleph said that the reason Ein Hocham Maman Acha Arov, and I'm not answering the Kasha, but I'm just saying the Lundus that he assumes, I believe in Shmaitza Aleph, it says differently. In Shmaitza Aleph he said that when he says Al Pishnai Beidem Yochem Dover, so you need Eidus and nothing else will help. Nothing short of Eidus will help, and Rove is short of Eidus. And that's why there's Yehold Enochem Omanach HaRov, because it's short of Eidus. If that's the reason, then you have the same kasha by Nefashas, obviously. By Nefashas, it also says, Al-Pishnai Beidem Yochem Dover. And Chanami, I didn't come to answer the question. I just came to say that the reasoning of the Shmaitz's brother might not be true. Okay, this is why we're learning Shmaitz. I just don't want to go into that part tonight. I want to learn a little more. Go back. Venera Bezet. The Shmaitzer now is going to answer that question. What he's going to say, actually, he's going to argue with the point. He's going to say that there's no such concept of Cheskes Momen, and it's just not true. You know, Momen can be Momen, and Nefashos can be Nefashos. We'll see. But first, Kederach of the Shmaitzer, he's going to bring a raya from a Gemara. He doesn't attack it with lomdus, he brings rayas. Then we go back and we see, Sataka, why does it make sense? But first he comes with rayas. Venera Bezer, Vuhu the Hossam, he actually has a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Reish Perik Ben Sayer Ramayre, Omarav Kruz Bedoy, Kol Yomov Shal Ben Sayer, Enu Ela Gimel Chadoshim Belevad. Ben Sayer Ramayre, you only have a 3-month window. He has to be Mamitzvid, but he can't be Ra'ui to be called a father. Now, assuming a person, a male, can only create birth when he's a Gadol, when he's 13. So, the assumption is that for the next 3 months, he's not Ra'ui Likare of, because there's no hooker or uber. If he made someone pregnant, there wouldn't be nika for 3 months. So it's only after 3 months that he's ro'ui lihikare of. So there's a 3-month window where on one hand he's a gadol, because you need to be a gadol, and on the other hand, he's ben, so remora, he's not ro'ui lihikare of. Ami b'mar rava, ben v'lo ro'ui lihikare of, Pirush Rashi Vayinal Achal Gimel Chadoshim Sheroi Liel Seuber Nikar Moyabo Ala Isha Vishayvi Shtei Cyrus. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Now Shema Mino Amidu Rav Kuzdoi, the Gemara brings a raya from Rav Kuzdoi to another din. The Gemara wants to know, we always talk about, you see, it's not very, the Gemara didn't approach these things really scientifically, because you say, I'm about to ask a question, they could have just used laboratory tests and see what the answer is. So I don't know why they didn't. Maybe they held laboratory tests, they you couldn't get a sample big enough to prove if something's true or not. Maybe it just is true by your sample. Maybe they didn't hold experimentation, and they didn't hold it. Maybe they couldn't do it in the numbers that would justify making a din Torah out of it. But observation, they saw most women, you could tell the pregnancy by 3 months. So now what about if a woman has a 7-month child? We know there's a phenomenon called a seven-month, the term of the child is only 7 months. And that's a special kind of a baby. It's not born prematurely. It's a 7-month baby. Are you with me? Zemora says, how long does it take for the uber to be nicker? Does it also take 3 months? Or is it a third of the entire term? So it's a third of 7 months, whatever that may be. Zemora says, l'chora, if it's only... Hello, I'm in the middle of giving shiur. So call me back like in an hour and a half. So the Gemara says like this. Let's say you have your Ben Sora Moira. So now you're going to kill him if he's a Ben Sora Moira up to 3 months after the Bar Mitzvah. But maybe that's not correct. Because maybe he would be giving birth. He could possibly give birth, or sire, I think the word is. He could possibly sire a 7-month-old baby. So he's royally koreaba after 2-point-something months. So since this din is absolute, you could only be a Betzer, you could be a Betzer Amara for 3 months. So you see that it's always 3 months that it takes the woman to be Niker. That's what the Gemara starts off saying. Shmami Midirav, Shmami Midirav Kurus Bedoi, Yoledes Lashiva, Ain Ubra Niker, Lashlish Yomeha, but rather 3 months. These Alkadaitach Ubra Niker, Lashlish Yomeha, Lomeli Gimel, Betray the Tilsasagi. 2+, whatever the math is, do the math yourselves. Then the Gemara says, no, that's no raya. Then if it would be a 7-month baby, then Taka, he'd be royally koreaba in less. But you don't know, so you go bus a Rov. And Rov would say, Rov have 9-month children, right? So, but Zil Basaruba. Upirish Rashi, Daslina Basaruba, she led us Lates. Most women give birth to 9-month term babies. They ain't Uber Nicker, but Pachas me Gimel. So anyway, the Uber is not going to be Nicker for 3 months. Right? Good. Amrua Kamid Ravuna Braid Yavashua. They told the Shakla Vataria to Rabashua, to Ravuna Braid Yavashua, that they thought they had a raya from Rav Kurus Bedoi to this famous shaila about a 7-month-old baby, and then they slugged up the raya. Amalahu, he said, no, you do have a raya. Ubedini nefesh of miaslinam basaruba? That's the Lashon HaGemara. Can you follow Rov to kill someone? HaTorah Amra, b'shavtu ha'ela, b'itzilu ha'enda. V'at amrizul basaruba? We know there's a special imperative on a Bezdin to look for every possible tzadzchus to the accused, right? To look for every possible tzadzchus to the accused. So how can you say you kill someone on Pirov? You have the miyut there staring you in the face. So why doesn't Fishof the way to be tzilua eda? Why isn't that a reason to be choshish for the miyut? So In terms of the Shakla Vataria of the Gemara, it would restore the raya that all women are only Ubra Nikar after 3 months. Even the ones that give birth to a 7-month child. That's in terms of the Shakla Vataria of the Gemara. But now the Shmaitz is not so interested in the Shakla Vataria of the Gemara, he's interested in what you, in this Shakla Vataria about going Basaro by Dina Nefashos.
If a Bezdin shall Esther in the Shlosha, Paskins 13 to 10, that someone is Chayav Nisa.
No, we already put the Rove of Bezdin out of the realm of Rove.
Different
Rove. We took it out of the realm of Rove.
No, it's Ha'eva. It's like using the same money.
Yeah, but we took it out of the realm of Rove. Now we're talking about just using a Rove in order to give someone Nisa. The Bezdin itself, we took out of the realm of Rove. Okay. So that's what the Rav Huna Brei de Rishua said. Adrua Kami de Ravina. So they went back to Ravina. Right? Amalahu, I don't know what the Rav Huna Brei de Rishua is talking about, he said. ובדיני נפשש להזלילה בסרובה פצנן איך הדיימה בשניים בחיידש. One pair of Adam said that the murder, let's say, happened on the second of the month. We don't say that they are necessarily contradicting each other. And that must have been a rove. In other words, rove people are not that clear. On the date, they'd be off by a day. Remember, they didn't have calendars. They didn't have set calendars. Not everybody knew if the previous Chodesh was 29 or 30 days. So we are talking about Rov. That's the assumption that all the Rishonim make, that the ability, the power, the dynamic of being able to be Machshir and Eidus and say that you can substantiate the Eidus by assuming that one of them knew Be'ibur Shel Chodesh and one of them didn't is the power of Rov. Now, so Ravina said, hey, so you do kill someone with the power of Rov, because there were Makayim testimony, even to give someone Misa, because that's what it's talking about there. With Makayim testimony to give someone Misa, based on Rov. So your Svara, that the Shatu Ha'edah, Vitzilo Ha'edah, negates using Rov to kill someone. And this is all in the Gemara. Like, this whole, like, do you follow Rove to kill someone? It's in the Gemara. This right is bringing out a Gemara. We really should whip out our Sanhedrin and learn the Gemara ourselves, but we ended up not doing that this year. So that's what Ravina said. Visakadai dechlei azlina basaruba, that you don't follow Rove, name a honey dafka kamasadi. So they are not from the rove people that are not so clear if it's a chodesh mu'ubur or not, but they do know. So then they're contradicting each other, and you can't be mitzar of them for a kosher edus. El alav, the reason we are mitzar of them, b'shem nazlina b'saruba. So Ravina says it's a wonderful, beautiful svara, this v'shavtu ho'edah v'silo edah business, but it doesn't hold water, it doesn't cut the mustard. We find that you do follow Rov in order to kill someone. I'll give you another raya. Very simple raya. Right? So there's a beferish of Mishnah that you can have a Eisha Sish that's 3 years old. Now we know you could, that the father could be Makabel Kiddushin for her. But we don't necessarily have the Mishnah saying that there is such a case. Here, because the Mishnah wants to tell you something about Bia, so you happen to have a Mishnah saying that you can have a 3-year-old Eishes Ish. And the Imbale Achim Nikol Arayas Amuras Petora, Umosin Aleh. That's part of it. The Hiptura. The Amai. Ema Island is see. Maybe it's going to end up being a Mekachtos. He was Makadisha, but it's going to turn out to be a Mekach Tos, because she's going to turn out to be an islandess. But Daita Dochi Lo Kaddish, so she's not an Asian, so she after all. So how can you give a guy, somebody Misa? In the case of Asian Sish at least, how could you, another Rai, if her brother's boiled heart is not a, obviously not a problem. But let's say it's Mitzad Asian Sish, so if she's an islandess, it's a Mekachtos. Elalav Azlina Basaruba. Elamai, you kill the guy because Azlina Basaruba. Roiv Nashim, Lav Islandess Ninu. So that's what Rav Yirmiyah Midifti says. So the Chor and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, you have two strong cases that you. And that's the machlekes with Rafuna Brei D'Yeshua. L'chari is an offer of Gemara with Rafuna Brei D'Yeshua taking the position that you cannot give someone Misa based on Rov because of, and he says his reason, because of the Shavta Weyla V'Tzilu Ha'edah. And Ravina, Rav Yirmiyah Midifti say, no, we have Rayas that you could. V'Zeo Dochichu B'Toysu Nazlina Medina Nefashis V'Saruba Afilu Lasa Kamon. In In other words, what about my raya from the father? How can you ever kill someone that's mekal the father? I don't know. Lachari, that's a good raya also. I don't know. Maybe Tysus answers it or something like that. Although that I know in Chulin, that's one of the rayas that you follow Rome, because how do you know it's his father? Okay, we'll stop here.
Yeah, but
we're going to see. Ruben is come on. A whole different, like, we're going to have to talk about that.
Kiddushe Bia by a Katana
works after three. The father is most.
The father has to be masculine.
Yeah. More than masculine. He's the doer. The father is Moiser Halabia.
What if a 12-year-old boy sires a child, and 14 years later...
According to the Gemara, he can't, but okay.
Okay, let's say we know biologically he can.
Okay.
A 12-year-old boy sires a child, and then 14 years later, that boy is Makalel.
Is what?
Makalel.
Okay.
Is there any Havamina that he's not the Av?
I don't know. You just told me that nowadays we know for sure that he is the Av.
So the theist that we're familiar with would change whatever the Chachamim would have said.
Look, I'll be that. If you take a DNA, I don't know if the Basin will accept the DNA, DNA test.
Yeah.
That's a different issue. If they'll accept the DNA test to give a guy Misa. Most but they didn't accept the DNA test to be Mechayev and Mezonos.
I would say it's much stronger than Rove.
Well, it's 100% if it says he's not the father.
Right.
It's only 90% to say it is.
So even if it's 90%, that's a pretty strong Rove.
Yeah. I have to ask where the old Svart.
I'm a little
about this.
I'm a little confused
about what?
Sort of more, it's a tangential, so I didn't ask during Shira, but I just don't understand this whole why only 3 months he's considered Ben Sora Mor.
Of course,
who cares if you can call him Av, first of all, so he's still a Ben.
It's a possible. Ben Sora Mor, because it's just like a Drasha, like every Drasha. Ben, below, Sheroi, Likareyov.
That's my next question. So, what? Okay, even if it's Salidis and Av, why Roy to call him Av? Like, okay, Ben and below Av, but why Ben below Roy Likareyov?
That's the Drasha.
Okay.
Because we're not saying that if he's a father, he can. You want the Drasha to say that if he's a father, he can't be a Ben Sora Mor.
Right. It seems to me just more. I'm not familiar with the.
I don't know. Take out a Gemara for that. This is the first Gemara following the first Mishnah in the Perek called. And wouldn't you know it? Guess what the name of the Perek is?
Ben
Sora Mor.
Okay. I just never knew that it was only a 3 month period.
Okay.
And also, we would call him an Av. Or he's royally crow of when we can see
that's the Gemara. I don't know. That's the Gemara.
Yes, that's what they want to think.
Okay. I don't see myself having these displays when I could do all that. Much too many other things to do. And I don't even know if anybody's going to show up tonight. I don't know if anybody takes it seriously. And I want to hand it over to Rabbi Jacob. This whole
anyway,
thing
should become part of this thing anyway.
What?
It should become part of Rabbi Jacob's mistake.
Yes, it certainly. I wanted to. It's just, again, we're doing Shlav 1. In Shlav 1, it's not. But this is one of the first things I want him to do is make a decision about this. Now, I certainly want it. I think it's a great thing that as part of the general program.
Why did he die?
I'm not saying it died, it's only 1 minute late. Arye, can I, I don't know, maybe it didn't die. I don't know, I don't even know who the people are.
Ari's in the Ari guys there. Ari and Ari. the shechting.
By the bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
The bar mitzvah. Okay. So they're shechting pheasants.
They're going to eat a giraffe. A giraffe. That's their new thing. They're going to do a giraffe.
They're going to shecht one.
Yeah, they're having a whole sudder for a giraffe.
That doesn't do with the bar mitzvah.
No, doesn't do with. I was just talking to him. What's the new thing on the agenda? On the giraffe. They want to show that there's a mitzvah for eating.
Some say it's the tachash.
But that's what giraffe.
Because it's beautiful skin.
So it's unicorn,
I've seen that speculated. Huh. Anyway, I don't see myself here, and I don't even know. I want to keep it. See, I want him to take over. You see my
Does
plan?
He know that? He should know that.
Absolutely.
By now.
Yeah. No, he knows that. Sure. I'm not hiding it from him.
Right.
It doesn't look like we're going to have. I don't know. I shouldn't say. People are starting to drift in. I appreciate that you're here.
Yeah. We've got about 15 minutes to go. We have a good fight. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, we can smooth.
Yeah, I'm waiting for someone. Someone wants to talk to me. I don't know what, some stranger. So I said, I'll tell you the truth. He was willing to come to Beit Shemesh to talk to me. I just did this to three people in the last 2 days.
Did what?
He said, he was willing to come to Beit Shemesh to talk to me.
Okay.
He said, if you're willing to drive to Beit Shemesh to talk to me, so I have a better idea. Drive to Beit Shemesh, pick me up, and we'll talk on the way back.
Okay.
And we'll save the time of the talking. I said, I don't need a ride, but if you're willing to come here anyway, so come here and go back. And I'll save you the time in the middle. So this guy I told to come at 9:30.
Time to reassess the role of moving to Beit Shemesh.
What?
Is it time to reassess that, Sugya?
I don't see why.
Because it's killing you, know, this jam back and forth now.
It's not killing me at all.
Seems such a tircha.
I look back now that I was really sick these last 2 months, so it took a lot out of me,
right.
I'll admit.
It's coming in, right?
But otherwise.
You need the.
I don't see that, like that. To me, I'm from Muncie. What about all the people that live in Muncie and commute to Manhattan? I commute to work.
Yeah, I understand that. But wouldn't you, I mean, because it could be easier for you. Yeah, but you don't spend any time in your shrine. It's not like as if you're in your shrine.
Yeah, but you know, Friday I'm there. I see my kids in the morning.
Right, they're all there.
I want to remind you, I have a daughter in Shaddusha. Just reminding you of this Ishtadlis. We got to get back on the Ishtadlis track. She's a good girl, very smart. She wants an American personality. She wants someone that wants to learn for a long time.
I'm going through the same thing now. This waiting. What is it? Is it?
What do you mean waiting?
This whole tkufa that the Rav's waiting for Shiddur for his daughter, yeah?
What do you mean by waiting?
No,
I'm
like...
Looking.
Does the Rav have menuchas nefesh about it?
No, but to the degree that I have, that I don't have menuchas nefesh, it's a chisar and bitachon. Bitachon is supposed to be total menuchas nefesh.
It's driving me absolutely crazy with this panasa.
It's a job.
So
I can't be done. You know, that's all.
What's the nekuda? The nekuda
is that I don't have as much bitachon as I thought.
You're meant to be completely calm about it.
It'll
just, when it's going to be, it's going to be.
No, you have to do Ishtadlis.
You have to do Ishtadlis. In terms of worrying about it,
So I have terutzim about my worry. Because it's true, we are not doing kimat any Ishtadlis. So I'm worried about it. Believe me, in the last 4 months, I know my life and I know my wife's life. Like, we're busy with all other things. People in Shidduchim, the norm is to be on the phone and to be talking to Shadchanim.
But there's no correlation. There shouldn't be any correlation between Ishtadlis and Tetzah.
Why? There always is. If you don't do Ishtadlis, you don't get
Tetzah. Yeah, but that's just, I understand that.
There's no true correlation.
Yeah, but not going to be more Matzliach because you did.
That's not true.
Really?
Wait.
You do more Ishtadlis, there's more chance.
No. Once you reach the minimum, and
yeah. The Rav doesn't think he's reached the minimum.
What the minimum is, you mean just telling you?
That's
a baloney story. That the minimum Ishtadlis is to buy one lottery ticket. No,
yeah.
But there it's true because your chances are so small that they're not materially increased, even in terms of the Ishtadlis lens, by buying two instead of one.
Okay.
It's like locking your door twice. Statistics would show that most criminals could easily pick one lock.
Right.
So then it would be normal Ishtadlis to have two locks.
Right.
It wouldn't be.
So the norm,
the rov thinks if his daughter got married now, it'd be a nace. He hasn't done enough yeshdadlus to show that it would be derech hateva.
The rov's office key.
I'm leaving approximately 9:30, so I'm picking me up.
The rov hasn't done enough to consider it's already derech hateva.
I mean, I told.
He told the whole shul.
That's a joke, really. That, I mean, it's not real. If I would. Nobody keeps it in mind. Believe me, every time I tell someone I'm doing a shidduch, kemat, the reaction is, oh, you know, I think I have something for her. Now, so why did you call me yesterday with that person? And they don't go, and that's the last I hear of them.
Right, okay, so that's not, okay. That's
people, there are a lot of girls out there, and I want something. So I'm telling everybody, because I need the person that knows the boy that I want. What I want is really, what my daughter wants is really a very, the boy that she wants doesn't want to live in Israel.
She wants him to live in Israel. She wants to stay
in Israel. Yeah, the boy says, I want to learn for 5 years and then move back to America. Hello? Where are you? I can't hear you, sir. I can't. Now I hear you. Where are you, sir? That's wonderful. If you find a place to park, you can come in and learn for a couple of minutes. On 34 Rephaim, based Tefila Yonah Avram. Okay. Okay, the guy that wants. I don't know who this guy is.
What's he want from you?
What's he ask my advice about? Some.
Okay.
Anyway. The guy that fits the profile she wants, the Pashtus, does not want to live in Israel. Let's say a guy in Brisk. American guy, lazy.
So she
day,
just
smart.
Wants the chiddush is that she wants somebody like that who will live in
so,
Israel.
So Salamai, who is like that? An American, from an American, what we call American Israeli.
Right.
So far, all the boys she went out with of that ilk are really Israelis. They don't talk English properly.
She doesn't want an Eliel Stein. She wants a proper.
Right, she won't go out with an Eliel Stein.
She wants a proper.
Because
right. Yeah, he's got American parents. And
right, and most people are like him.
Right,
she wants. Then you start with. I won't say she's brilliant, but she needs a big bulk. She needs someone that's good in learning. Yeah, she is.
And is age a thing? She'll want somebody older than her, right?
I'm willing to lie to her for the first few dates and not tell her that the boy's younger than her. I'm willing to lie about that. Because that's like a Michigan. That's not rational. It's a Michigan. It's a Michigan. What do you give? He's younger than you. What do you get? Oh, here's the guy. Okay, I don't like him already. So, the guy she wants doesn't want to live in Israel. There's 200 guys that fit our profile.
The spoken to Shadchanim. That's.
I hate most Shadchanim. I don't think that's called Hishtabim necessarily. You know who's great? I know Miriam Levitan is great.
Right.
She says what we want is very not. She doesn't deal with such people. She deals with regular people. You know, we want something very yuchai. So she went out with a few boys like that.
Didn't happen.
They're not. She happens to be a big bahis kishrin. She happens to be very on the ball. She's doing OT. She finished college already. Right. She's doing as part of her. Oh no, maybe that's the guy. It's two strangers in the basement. So that might be the guy.
I recognize that guy.
The guy that just walked in with the colored glasses. Yeah, you do. Okay. I never met him before.
Okay.
You know who he is?
No, I thought I did. That's not what I thought it was.
Shalom Aleichem. What's your name? I didn't catch your name.
Yaakov Klein.
Klein?
Fine.
Fine. Okay. Shalom. So I'll be with you in around 10-15 minutes. I hope that's okay. You want a chavrusa?
Yeah, you got one for me.
You want to learn with someone for 15 minutes? Here.
Alright.
See that?
You know who he is?
That's Beryl's brother-in-law.
Yeah, Rabbi, no, his Noah, he's Machlis.
What?
Yeah. Machlis. Yeah.
There's Beryl's brother-in-law.
I know that.
Beryl Thomas' brother-in-law.
From the family, the guy in...
Yeah, the famous guy.
Okay, so it should be...
So she's very good, but she doesn't deal with...
So she's studying, she's doing like...
So she finished all her classwork.
Okay.
Just to give you an idea.
Yeah.
On her own. She did...
Is this the one who passed the driving test?
No.
Okay.
She did Bagriot on her own.
Okay.
Nobody does Bagriot on her own.
Okay. She self-taught herself?
Yeah. She did the psychometric. She went to the Sciacco system.
So how did she do that? She just took...
She studied herself. Yeah. She did the psychometry, it's called.
Yeah.
She did that on her own.
Oh, okay.
She went... We put her in this system when it was a Kiddush. The Haredi colleges.
So she wants somebody who's going to stay and learn.
Absolutely. If the guy says that, he wants to learn for 10 years and go into Kiruv, she doesn't want it. But she's a mature girl. She knows that life might have him leave learning after 1 year.
Right.
She says, if someone says now, I'm going to learn for 10 years, then in those 10 years, he's already not learning. He's has out of learning.
Okay.
But she wants someone that's going to go Ben Osman and she wants an American personality.
Do you think Yoni would know people like that, no? Not anymore.
I mean, boys are brisk, you know. They go back to America, they don't want to live in Israel. Or if they do, they want to put in their
terms. So there's no money, anybody who's willing to, you know.
That is the problem. So she met one boy that fit the criteria.
And
in Kishra, he just wasn't there. She went out with him. She went out with him. What time? Really, I have a lot of. She tried.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kishrin is only one mile out of many. She respected his midos. He was a basmid, a nice guy, sense of humor, a good guy.
But just wasn't. That's not much.
She just couldn't do it. She couldn't do it. She was like too smarter than him. She was like Kayla. Smarter than him.
Yeah. I think he knows that.
But she didn't care. She saw his Milos. This is a tremendous thing. She saw his Milos. And she even knows that if much more time goes by, she may have to. She knows that. She's a very mature girl. She's a good girl. She's really a good girl. I don't know if the Abishta has a mind for her. Something. Maybe the Abishta wants her to have a job first before she gets married, because I can't support them besides the money I have to give here as a...
I find it very hard when I speak to both Yoni and Eliyahu. The whole setup is... their wives work so hard. And
that's how they were raised.
Yeah, I know.
They were raised there.
But it's hard to hear it.
And they have a role model. They have my wife as a role model. And also all their... I'm not taking away from
Kayla, she gets up at 5 in the morning.
That's her choice. That's a smart choice. I'm not taking away from her, but it's a very smart choice, because it turns out she works for Kupatrol, whatever it's called. Zuchlumi. You can make your own hours.
Yeah,
so she's back here at 2:30. She sleeps on the bus. She's with her kids like all day.
Right.
She has a full-time job, and it's really a half-time job.
It's still not easy.
They learned from their mother. Their mother's their role model. Their mother never had to do that, but the chinuch to the mother.
I don't think a girl could ever be taught that. Only if you're brought up like that.
That's the mistake that all these disgusting boys whose Rosh Hashivas teach them, they ask for a lot of money, they don't understand that it has... Staying and learning
from a kid, you can never.
Staying by learning has no. I know it's hard to believe, but if anybody would do a survey, it would quickly show that there's no correlation between how much money you got for whatever it's called, cast dowry,
whatever it's called,
and the amount of time you stay by learning. Zero correlation.
Yeah.
I hold it's an inverse. There's an inverse correlation. But I,
you know, the more important it is to you, then
yeah. So someone like my daughter is worth more than the money that they're demanding of me. So they're foolish. Their yeshivas are foolish. Their yeshivas have no hashkafa. They're foolish. They don't know what life's all about. I have one guy. The mother. I don't blame the boy. The mother starts. Drank us a cup about how you're gonna get a mashkanta, and like I go, yeah. You know what? You have your whole. I felt the shadchan. I'm totally not interested in these people. The mother's a baby. She has no idea what life's all about. Like she thinks she has a whole life planned out. What do you do if someone breaks a leg? It's like your whole life is now ruined because you did a cheshbon and a broken leg. It's stupid. It's stupidity. It's not gashmius. It's stupidity. It's childishness. It's a lack of any basic hashgafa. It's such a low darga of bitacha that you need. We have to know how much money you're going to earn. It's so silly, silly, silly. I have money to give, you know.
No, it's not support.
And I'm very generous with the ongoing. I give them stuff all along. My wife's outstanding on this. They don't want how much money. Like, I hear that. I'm so turned off. I'm turned off because there's no hashgafa in there.
I'm crazy.
I money.
It sounds hard to understand.
When I was going out, it was enough. It was enough for me. If I want to go, I want to learn a koil. You know what that means? You know what I mean? I want to be in Kaila. I mean, I'm not going to get a job. I'm going to learn, right? Okay, you know what that means? Fine, we can go out.
Why is the problem? Is the guys who want to learn in Kaila and they've got tremendous, they've still got shivas for big gushing.
There's a shiva. No belly.